You are now listening to a new episode of Canadian Growers, hosted by Matt and Tiffany Whitney. Hey growers, on today's episode, Matt and I have a guest with us. We have Jack from Woodland Mushrooms. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Man, we've talked on the phone quite a bit. You've kind of given me your perspective on, you know, growing mushrooms and, you know, how you kind of got into this industry. I would really like to first start off and ask the questions. How did you get into it and the benefits of mushrooms?
I got into mushrooms because I had a bad motorcycle accident, motocross, like dirt bikes. Had a bad crash and I broke my vertebrae. I broke two ribs, stabbed two lungs, had a broken pelvis, broken collarbone,
wow.
Broken wrist. And then also had a really bad concussion. That was the main thing. So I was like knocked out for like 5 minutes and I was like in the hospital all messed up. And I was like outside of the hospital, I had like blurry vision and stuff. So I was kind of trying to figure out how to get rid of blurry vision. So I wasn't like, you know, walking around sideways my whole life.
Yeah.
And then I stumbled across lion's mane, which is a medicinal mushroom. And it helps with people who had like head injuries. And it also helps people who have like Alzheimer's. That's kind of what it's used for in Japan. So I started growing those. And then I just
kind of started. Where were you growing them? Like in your...
How did you start? Yeah.
Yeah. I was out of the hospital. And I was growing, I was already growing plants at the time in my parents' barn.
Okay.
And then so I just started growing mushrooms along with the plants.
Very cool.
In the same room. So I just kind of like, you know, dedicated some space and threw a little mushroom tent in there and was growing my lion's mane and was eating my lion's mane and was drying it out and making mushroom tinctures.
That's cool.
Doing that.
Yeah. Very cool. And now you're in your facility that you have few grow tents and you're a little bit more established. You got like a building that you're growing your mushrooms in. I guess the future of mushrooms and growing mushrooms, what do you see it coming as? So what do you see it growing?
I see every single community, like city, province, whatever, hopefully, ideally, like each city having its own mushroom farm.
Yeah.
And because it's all about freshness with the mushrooms. And I think a lot of people are sick and tired of just kind of, you know, picking up beach mushrooms from Asia, picking up, you know, their king oyster mushrooms from across the country in Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people are realizing that for the gourmet side, at least, how much higher quality the fresh mushrooms are.
Getting it local, close.
Exactly, because like, you know, if it's taken 4 or 5 days to hit the shelf, like it is with the average mushrooms at the grocery store right now, that's not much for some products, but that's a whole lifetime with fresh mushrooms.
Right.
So the quality degrades, the texture degrades, the smells degrade. And, you know, I think a lot of people who appreciate mushrooms are appreciating local better. So I think all around the country, in like the States, and even somewhat in Canada, that, you know, local small scale mushroom farms are popping up that are just growing specialty mushrooms for their community.
Gotcha.
And I think that's kind of where it's all headed towards. It's like, even with the medicinals, like, you know, certain compounds in them degrade, certain mushrooms degrade quicker than others.
Right.
And I think people are just kind of looking for the closest possible source for mushrooms versus, you know, Asia or across the country.
Right.
Like it currently has been for a long time.
Yeah, we've actually, in a few podcasts, we've actually talked about that very specific topic and gone into greater detail of how important it is to tighten up our supply chain and localize it and not truck it 3,000 kilometers or whatever and try to see that, because the economic of scale, and if you look at, like you mentioned before about freshness and the quality of your product, that is paramount. That's probably the most important thing, sounds like to me. So now you've got this product, you're growing. I want to treat this as a plug because I think it's really important.
Yeah.
Give me, where can people get your stuff? Where, like, How do they find you?
So all my mushroom growing, like day-to-day antics and, you know, things like this, you can kind of find on my Instagram and my Instagram story. Mm-hmm. So my Instagram is at Woodland Mushrooms. So just Woodland Mushrooms. I got a Facebook page too, just Woodland Mush. So no rooms at the end, Woodland Mush.
Okay.
And I'm working on my website right now since I'm starting to finish up, a bigger, I'm starting to get my inventory built up and warrant a website. So right now I just have my socials, but if you check those out, I'll have my website on it pretty soon and you'll be able to check that out.
Very cool. Tiff, do you got any questions?
What kind of products do you offer?
So right now I'm growing specialty gourmet mushrooms and medicinal mushrooms. So I grow mushrooms that grow on wood. So like everyone knows about mushrooms that grow on manure and mushrooms that grow on like other kind of stuff like that, compost. I grow mushrooms that grow on hardwood. Okay. So, your oyster mushrooms, your king oyster mushrooms, your pia-pino mushrooms, your lion's mane mushrooms, chestnut mushrooms, and just different varieties of all those different kinds of mushrooms. Like for blue oyster, I'm growing blue, white, elm, yellow. There's a lot of different colors in the oyster variety. So I'm just growing all those. And I'm also growing medicinal mushrooms like cordyceps militaris, reishi, ganoderma mushrooms, and lion's mane is gourmet and medicinal. So with the gourmet ones, I'm making extracts with them. So mushroom extract is like essentially where you extract all of the active ingredients out of the mushrooms. So with certain mushrooms like reishi, you've got polysaccharides, you've got the ganodermic acid. So essentially you're just pulling all those out into a solution like water, alcohol, and you are getting rid of the mushroom, and it just kind of makes it so it's more bioavailable and you get the medicinal ingredients into your body in an easy to take kind of daily supplement versus like, you know, not everyone has the time to make teas with their mushrooms all the time or like make all these concoctions with them, but everyone does have the time to, you know, just throw a tincture into their daily regimen. So I make that so people can take medicinal mushrooms on a regular basis.
Right.
Kind of like with taking a tincture is kind of like if you were to take a multivitamin, it's kind of like a daily thing that you just kind of turn into your routine essentially.
Yeah. So like a lot of the mushrooms, you benefit from taking them daily.
Yeah.
And I set it up so that way it's dosed for an easy to dose thing. So all of them are like kind of set up so you can dose them the same and you're getting the correct amount of each individual mushroom that you're supposed to be getting.
It's like kind of through like an eyedropper? Is that like what it's the
high? Yeah. Just like a 60 mil dropper bottle. Then it's got two fluid ounces of the extract in it. And it's just, they're one-to-one extracts. So they're very like more concentrated than what you'll find standard in the industry. And you can take the amount that I tell you to take and be confident that you're going to get a proven clinical dose of mushrooms that are actually going to benefit you.
That's important. That's excellent. Kind of a little bit off the topic, but I really want to ask this question is, for myself that grows, in the summer months outdoors, what could you do if you wanted to grow mushrooms as well in your vegetable patch? How would you approach that?
There's certain mushrooms that just kind of like are companions to your plants.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's King Strophoria mushroom, which is like, it's called wine cap, which is literally one of the easiest mushrooms to grow in your garden because it's just, it's called the garden giant. That's its name. It's just, you mix it with the soil in your garden bed, you kind of put it in little areas where the plants will kind of protect it from the sun and it's really humid.
Mm-hmm.
And the mushrooms just pop up all around your garden bed. They pop out through the cracks in it. They pop out everywhere they can. So
kind of a shaded area with good moisture content.
Exactly. So like there's some certain strains that you can very easily cultivate in the garden. And, the easiest way to do that is get some spawn, get a grow kit from, wherever you can get a grow kit from. If you know a grower, if you have some spawn, if you anything like that, and get some substrate off them, spent substrate even, and you can just mix that with your garden. You can put it under your plants. and you will get, every single time it rains, a very large quantity of mushrooms. And if you have a big garden and you've got those all around your garden, you will have a lot of yeast to do. Yeah.
Well, very cool. We got a big garden.
I know. I was like, I think we'll have to give it a
try. That's something.
It does feed to your plants too. So when you add like a mycelium log, like a oyster mushroom mycelium into your garden bed or whatever, it recycles nutrients just like all the other fungi in the soil would. And also bioremediation. So it's like if there's anything shitty in your soil as far as, I doubt you guys have it, but like, you know, I'm talking about like if someone inherits land that, for example, is contaminated with heavy metals, mixing some mycelium into that soil would bring the soil back to life and it would take out some of those heavy metals.
Wow.
Right.
So it's very good for that.
Regenerative, very much so in that sense. Like, I can't remember where I saw this article. Maybe you can give me some more insight on this. Is like mycelia is kind of like a network that communicates with each other. So I was like, I was looking at this thing a little bit off topic, but I was looking into biochar. I don't know if you know anything about that, but it's, there's this, this place, this basin in the Amazon rainforest where they found, these deposits. It looked like to be a man-made, deposit of biochar. And essentially what it looked like was, you know, green matter kind of stacked on with some kind of, looked like tin or, jars or masonry where it looked like their excrement or their biomass of some kind was put there, and it looked like it was burnt, and it was, over, I don't know, hundreds, maybe thousands of years, this, this product that came from it. The soil around the basin is clay-like, not really meant for growing, but this these man-made structures or man-made deposits was very fertile, very high-quality soil. And I wonder, with what I've learned about mycelia, very little that I know about mycelia, is that it also communicates with other plants and et cetera. It has a network of receptors that kind of talk to each other. So with when you're putting mushrooms into your garden and having that type of thing, is, I would say, are you essentially, it's a network of communication. Is there any way you could delve into that?
Yeah. So mycorrhizal fungi is fungi that lives in conjunction with plant roots.
Okay.
So the reason why organic growing, home gardening, and like, you know, this is so beneficial is because the plant still has the connection with the mycorrhizal fungi, and the mycorrhizal fungi, it's been proven to make plants way more nutritious. It's been proven to make plants yield better. It's been proven to, you know, connect plants and make it so they can communicate with each other in a way that, like, you know, if a tornado is coming, trees kilometers or miles or whatever, I don't even know the max distance away, know about it, and they can, you know, get prepared for it. So adding it to your soil definitely increases the biological activity of the soil. And if you're mixing in a mycorrhizal fungi, then that will be directly beneficial to the plant. And if it's not, it's still a soil microbe that will recycle nutrients from the substrate. So if you're growing on you know, hardwood or whatever, you're recycling nutrients from that hardwood immediately to the soil. So
gotcha.
Yeah, it's just good for the bacteria and fungi. They release enzymes that are really harsh, and they can break down things that is unusable to a plant. So like if you have like a rock full of calcium and magnesium, for example, the plant can't break that down. The fungi, like something aggressive like an oyster mushroom, would lacerate onto that, break it down like it was nothing, and make it bioavailable calcium and magnesium
for the plants around it.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Just, I felt like I rambled on a little bit about the biochar bit, but what I was trying to get at with that is inputs, right? Is like, for example, biochar is essentially wood that has been, all the moisture has been cooked out of it, and you're left with this, charcoal looking substance that can be used to
fertilize.
I wouldn't go as far as fertilize, but what we've used it for, because you can actually inoculate with worm extract or worm teas and things like that. And now this, because at the beginning of a biochar is it's aquaphobic.
Yeah.
So it actually, when it first is made, it repels water, hydrophobic.
Yeah.
But then once it does accept water, all those pores and et cetera are basically the housing of organisms and stuff like that. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this is that's an input that you can put into your garden, same as spent substrate from your mushrooms after, you've harvested and you're onto a new yield. So I guess the point that I'm trying to say is inputs do matter to gardens. And this is also something that you can also add as an input and also as a companion to other plants that you have when you're growing. So I think that's really quite fantastic.
Yes. It's like mycelium will attract beneficial insects. It will attract, things that you want in your garden and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Too, so.
A living biome, a biome that is fully functioning. And like with the modern day agriculture that I see, it's monocropping. It's, going, you're a farmer that my dad did it this way. I plant these three same crops, every other year or whatever it may be. And this is just the way it is. But like, I think plant diversity and just diversity in itself, like having, mushrooms growing in your garden and that is super important, because that I think that's a sign of a really, really healthy space that you're in. So
if you can walk out into your garden, pick some tomatoes, cucumbers, 30 pounds of oyster mushrooms, then what else do you really, what do you need a grocery store for?
Exactly.
That's a good day.
It's a good day. Yeah. So that's perfect, really. Is there any other points that you want to bring up? Is there something that's profound that you think that the audience would appreciate in the growing world? Anything else?
I would just, so mushrooms have a lot of medicinal properties, but one of the biggest, most profound ones is the microbiome. So everyone knows, or they're starting to realize how important the gut, your gut microbiome is, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, it produces 95% of your serotonin.
Right.
It literally subconsciously controls your brain and decides what you crave, what you want to do. It controls your energy. It controls so much things. Your body is not just your body. It's housing so much other life. So when you eat mushrooms, it's like lighter fluid for your good gut bacteria.
Cool.
It's got long chain polysaccharides in it. It's got, many things that are undigestible to you, but are very digestible to the very, to the good beneficial microbiome in your gut that you want to cultivate. So, eat lots of homegrown fruits and veggies, eat lots of mushrooms, and you'll get a microbiome that likes those things. And those will really change your life once you have a microbiome that is not toxic to your body, versus eating fast food every day, eating chemical sprayed food that's got barely any nutrition in it. So I guess I'd add that mushrooms are really good for your microbiome, and you should really look into the benefits of eating a couple cups of cooked mushrooms a day, and
start there.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us on this episode. We'll definitely be growing mushrooms in our garden this year and connecting with you again.
Definitely. And I think in that, like when we do start growing mushrooms, you'll be someone that you'll be our consigliere. You'll be our mushroom guide.
I want to see you guys guide. So that'd be cool.
Sweet.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Canadian Growers.